This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Regional Transportation District's former chief of police says he faced racial discrimination while on the job. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
RTD fired Joel Fitzgerald last month, but has said little about why. Meanwhile, Fitzgerald, who is black, has hired an attorney to investigate alleged racial discrimination toward him. RTD General Manager and CEO Deborah Johnson, who is also black, says she can't speak to his experience, but says she does take the charges seriously.
If there are any allegations from any individual recognizing that their rights have been violated or the perception, we will ensure that we examine that.
RTD plans to name a new chief of police next year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert won't commit to certifying the election results if Democrat Kamala Harris wins the presidential election. Boebert told Denver 7 that she won't commit to an election that hasn't happened yet.
This election has not taken place yet. It is not November 5th yet, and we will see what comes of this election.
Boebert objected to the 2020 certification of President Joe Biden. Her Democratic challenger, Tricia Calvarese, says unless there is clear evidence of pervasive fraud, she would certify the results no matter who wins. The 30th annual coffin races take place this weekend in Manitou Springs. The event honors Emma Crawford, who, according to legend, slid down Red Mountain in her coffin nearly 40 years after being laid to rest. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 5:06.